Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Christie speaking from the United Kingdom, and we're here to co-create yet another episode of the Healing Fountain Show. And we're crossing time zones once again, and we're co-creating the show with hundreds of listeners, well, in fact, over 1,000 listeners who listen in from Singapore, Italy, Spain, Brazil, America, the United Kingdom, Holland, just to mention just a few places. But we also co-create the show with Mr. Gary the Voice Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, everyone.
Whoa, that was a sexy voice.
Hi there. Hi, everyone.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Gary's over there in the United States. And where are you now, Gary, today?
I am in Connecticut today, and have been, and it's been an absolutely beautiful day in the autumn. The weather has been seasonal, yet sunny and quite pleasant.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, we had a fabulous weekend, but you might know, rainy Monday morning, this morning.
Oh, well, anytime water comes from the sky, it's always a gift.
A blessing. Of course it is.
Yes.
Anyway. Absolutely. To talk about brighter things, we have a great guest today. We have Cairo. He's also from the United Kingdom. And he's going to be talking about all sorts of really interesting things because he's an awakened indigo starseed of Arcturian origin and is a musician, intuitive healer on many levels, and has an intense spiritual awakening and is here to be of service to humanity and the planet. And he seeks to end the nuclear industry to be replaced with sustainable technology. Sustainable technologies to end the abuse of Mother Earth and to bring about the purification of the human living into harmonization with his biosphere. Whoa, very posh.
But wonderful.
I'm sure he's going to explain all that. And I, for one, am very interested to hear, as our caller that we already have on the line, which we'll bring on in a little while. But first of all, we're going to play, as I said, he's a musician, so we're going to play a creation of Cairo's, and that's his name, Cairo, and this one's called Albalda. They're all named after the stars, these we're going to play today.
Great.
I hope you're dancing on your bottom. Thank you. lovely. Named after a star, Albol.
Let's get tribal. What the hey?
Yeah, I was dancing on my bottom to that one. I love that beat. Great.
That was rather hypnotic.
Hmm. I think it was meant to be.
Yeah, that was quite lovely.
Oh, wonderful. Here he is. Hey there, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello there, yeah.
How are
there you?
You
are. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm just getting over the tail end of the flu, but I'm a bit better.
You just get over flu. There's a lot of it about, especially around these parts. It's travelling all around the United Kingdom, isn't it? And some people are very ill with it. And I've got to take someone to have a flu jab tomorrow. I hope it's not too late. Hope you haven't already caught it from me.
Well, I think it's a flu jab that's spreading it around.
I know.
Some of that and other people.
I know, you've got to try and stay in, haven't you?
And once people have had it, you know, they can pass it around to other people, the flu jab.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was a lovely piece of music. You've written quite a lot of music now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit.
Yeah, and these who were playing today are all named after stars, and so they've got beautiful names like Al Boulder and, what else? Al Cues, is it? Al Crux?
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. And another one called Boots. Oh, I didn't know there was a star called Boots.
It's Constellation, really.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that in Orion? Booties, yeah.
Booties, is it? All right, booties.
Yeah, that's in the constellation Orion.
Right. Hmm. Are you from that neck of the woods?
Well,
Arda.
Pleiades. Is it anywhere near Pleiades?
No, that's the Seven Sisters, Pleiades.
It's what, sorry?
The Seven Sisters, Pleiades.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right then, so how do you hope to end all this wars and things like this? Because we haven't got a lot of time now, have we? We've only got till the 21st. And you seek to end nuclear industry, which, I mean, a lot of people would agree with that. Yeah, the nuclear industry. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's outdated and it's been, you know, foisted upon us. We were told it was clean and safe energy, so we just accepted that.
But
Tesla was going to give us all free, sustainable energy. And JP Morgan and bankers, they've got stuck to that and, you know, crushed Tesla's plans to give us all free energy. They said, if we can't put a meter on this, it's not coming out. And they suppressed his works, and he ended up, alone and broken. When he died, they went in and confiscated all his works.
Who was that again, Mark? Carol?
Nikola Tesla.
Oh, Tesla, right,
yeah.
Well, that's what they do with everything, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've become enslaved now to the nuclear industry. Every nuclear power plant is manufacturing nuclear weapons because they sell the depleted uranium to the military, who then use it to tip ammunition and bombs, and they've got a massive stock of bombs and weapons. And there's been UFOs that have been appearing above the missile silos and completely shutting them down. It's obvious that they're worried about it as well, because this has happened, you know, more than 10 times. The whole of the missile silo has been shut down and powered down, and it couldn't be operated. And, the Air Force commanders and the base commanders have come out and give testimonies about this as well.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I never thought about them using the depleted
uranium.
Uranium. Sorry, yeah. I nearly said Uranus, but that's another planet. I didn't. Sorry about that. I didn't realize they used that. It's not funny.
Is there a ring of debris around that one? No, never mind.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Gary, you were for me. Yeah, and I didn't realize what they did with that. And but I do know that not far from here, they take it from Windscale down to Preston on the back roads on great big wagons down to near Preston. And I wonder what they did with it when it got to Preston. Just shows you, doesn't it?
Well, my uncle was in the Gulf War in Iraq both times over there. And he was in the tanks, you know, firing out the rockets. And when they reload, the uranium just comes into the tank and they breathe it in. And his hair went white overnight over there.
Did it?
Come back, he's had a massive breakdown recently and he's had to go into, like, a hospital. And, you know, even that's done great damage to the people that went there because they dropped tons of that depleted uranium in Iraq, and it's causing all sorts of damage. And it didn't just stay in Iraq, it goes up into the atmosphere, and it actually came back over to the UK. They found traces of it in Wales.
Wow.
So what are your ideas of a safe, sustainable alternative when it comes to energy?
Well, I believe that the sun could power the whole of the Earth's energy grid with the use of solar glass. If we converted all glass to solar glass, there's solar paint now, there's solar panels that work at night with the infrared spectrum. And we can utilise all these, and I haven't even mentioned the water turbines.
And there's wind, isn't there, as well, and wave power?
Well, actually, water turbines could be running the power stations, but there's something like it within the government. They've got a chokehold to keeping this nuclear industry and keep producing what they want for the weapons armaments. So I think this is more what it's about. It's well recognised now that we've got all these alternatives, but they're not putting any funding into that. They're not encouraging it. I know there's a few countries that are setting up solar grids now, but a complete conversion, we need a complete conversion away from it, because it's too dangerous. It can't be contained. It leaks out, it gets out, the reactors start corroding and crack, and they start leaking. And if there's a natural disaster, like a big storm, like in the Sandy storm, there was five power stations that were damaged in that. And one of them nearly melted down in the Oyster Creek. It lost cooling for a few hours. The pool started heating up because they've got to have a constant cold water coming into the pool. Otherwise, they start overheating. And once they overheat, they go critical and they start melting down.
Wow.
And I said, if it had gone 6 inches more, the water would have lost cooling at that plant alone. And Sandy was headed for 25 plants. There's 104 nuclear plants just in America alone. And, you know, all of them are leaking in one form or another, like releasing tritium, which is like a gas form of it. And same as the ones in the UK are leaking, what Sellafield was leaking, and the kids around there were getting leukemia. I read a report today that even the lowest levels of radiation are harmful to all life. And there's been, in Japan, there's been like insects starting to mutate. And like butterflies and starting to mutate and different insects. And that's a sign that, you know, it is affecting all life.
Even here in the United Kingdom, near Windscale, there were a lot of sheep that were having fetuses that were being aborted before time and being born with deformities. children being born with deformities up there in Cumbria.
Yeah, because a lot of people think it all starts in Japan and it doesn't go anywhere else, but this is all one biosphere, it's all connected, and it travels, it circulates around the whole of the system.
Well, it does, but there is actually a nuclear power station at Windscale, isn't there? It might have changed its name to something else, but there is one up there in Cumbria, and there's one at Heysham, and which is near Morecambe, for people in America, which is not far from Blackpool. You've probably all heard of Blackpool. It's only about 20 miles up the coast from Blackpool.
Yeah, and they tested animals from around Sellafield, and they found that animals had levels of the radiation.
Sellafield now. It used to be called Scale, yeah.
Yeah, that one was leaking. It had some real problems there at one time.
Yeah, people were getting problems with the skin as well, weren't they?
Yeah, and we know that from the Chernobyl accident, there was at least 1 million people that have died from damage from that.
In fact, children over there at Chernobyl are coming over here on holidays for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, because if they can come over here, it can extend their life by a couple of years just by being here for a couple of weeks, breathing in the cleaner air than it is in Chernobyl. And there is some sort of a charity that pays for these children to come over with a parent or a guardian to stay here for a couple of weeks at a time. And it's just terrible what's happening to people that live near things like that when they happen.
Yeah, and it's still, just the results are just still beginning to trickle in as the result of Chernobyl. And that radioactive plume that was spewed out into the atmosphere all over Europe back, over 20 years ago.
Mm.
Results are just beginning to trickle in as to what really happened there. So it's going to take a while. Same way with Fukushima. It's going to be a while before we really get, accurate data as to exactly what damage will be done. Has been and will is actually continuing to be done on that, but yes, it has been a dismal failure.
Yeah, I think so. And yet they're still using them all these years later, and we never learn from our mistakes. Or money is the big thing, isn't it? It's money.
Money
that
is the big thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's wrong with the sun? What's wrong with using solar power? I know in England we don't get that much. In fact, we get probably less than anybody. But I've still got some solar panels on my roof. And my husband's really pleased that every so often, if we do get a bit of sunshine, we actually get a check back from the electric board, which makes a big change. Because I think we were keeping the electric board running for I don't know how many years with the amount of bills we pay. So I'm doing my bit. I'd like to get a wind generator as well, but I believe we'll have to get planning permission, which is a bit off-putting. But, I think anything like that, any clean way of creating electricity would be brilliant.
Yeah, we need to get sustainable as we can.
Yeah.
Utilize all these ways that we can do it.
Yeah,
that's
so
for sure.
Do you want me to see if the lady's still waiting online to have a word with you, Mark?
Yeah, I can.
Cairo. Okay, because we've got Patricia on the line. She's a Skype caller. You're live, Patricia, if you wanted to ask Mark a question.
Oh, hi, Mark. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I just saw your introduction here on Blog Talk, and it looks very interesting. I'm my own personal environmentalist myself. I do everything I can. I do live in the United States, and, I do everything I can. But I wanted to ask you a question. What is it that we can do spiritually, praying and calling in the angels? And I see here that you're the star seed, which is interesting. What is it that we can do, and are we getting help from other realms about this situation? And are people, you know, waking up to their true self and doing changes? And are we, you know, the bottom line is are we getting help from other realms?
Yeah, there is most definitely higher powers at work. And I believe the beings within these realms are helping to bring about this awakening. And it happened to me. My experience was like I left my body and I went through like a stargate. And when I came through to the other side, I was in the angel's realm. And it was all about me and, you know, they helped me in some way, spiritually, as if they made me become more soul-infused than I was before. And much more stronger in a spiritual sense. But the starseed awakening was the same type of scenario where I went out of my body, I was in space, and I seen all these purple stars fly over towards me. And I was scanning around my light body, and once they'd finished that, which became part of me. And I felt really uplifted by that, and when I came back to my body, I was awakened, a new consciousness, and much more stronger than I used to be.
Yeah.
So I became totally empowered by this, by the universe and the beings in it.
Wow. It's amazing,
yes,
isn't it?
excuse me. I just wanted to end with letting you know, and the reason why I tuned in is because I had a similar experience, which
yeah.
was really interesting. I won't go into all the details, but I did see these things. I was actually in a clear bubble going somewhere, and I was by myself, and the voice spoke to me. And that's why I wanted to connect with you, because, you know, I did hear a message, and ever since then I have become more conscious, you know, of the other spirit realms. And I don't know what that means. I don't, you know. But,
do you want to tell us what the message was, Patricia?
Well, the message was that... The clear message was that I was not supposed to worry about the earth, but that the earth was going to be replenished. Now, you know, I know that sounds kind of the other way around, but in a way, I took it as though I'm supposed to do everything that I'm supposed to do and rely and have faith in the other realms that are helping out as well.
Have faith in the process, in other words.
Yes, yes. But I you know, I do advocate, you know, everything for this,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the earth. And I you know, I take care of it as much as I can. But the voice was assuring me that help, you know, help is out there too. But that we have to take, you know, we have to do our part.
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
Yes. And, yeah,
if
definitely.
If we can be expressions of that restoration, then, if we can be expressions of that restoration of the earth, then I think it's going to speed up the process. The more of us on that level, and the quicker we can... we can achieve it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh yeah.
And I think the whole process now is with me is that just love is the most important thing, and you know, love for all.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad I connected with you. I thought I was the only one out there that experienced that until I, you know.
Oh no!
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we are crawling up out of the woodwork from all
corners. There's millions of people awakening
and
having experiences. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're all individuals.
Because it's natural. Yeah, it's natural to have one. Because there's
so
much
to the club.
Out there. Sorry, Gary.
Welcome
to the club.
Why don't we all speak at once? It helps. I was just saying, there's so many people out there having the experiences, and it's completely natural, so don't be afraid.
That's right, and don't be afraid of sounding like a complete nut when you come out and talk about it, because
that's right.
we've all been there too, you know.
I had an
experience. I didn't talk about mine until for almost 2 years, you know, and come on out of your spiritual closet. That's what it's all about.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Thank you for being on the show with us, Patricia. And we hope to hear from you again soon. And
thank you.
You'll see the links when we have a medium or anyone doing angel readings or tarot card readings. We have all sorts of people on here. We feature everybody. Okay, so thanks a lot, Patricia, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Yes, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Lovely lady, lovely energy.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so shall we do your video, Mark, or have you anything else to say before we do that?
Just that the 528 hertz frequency has been proven it's one of the DNA healing frequencies. When we listen to it, our DNA responds to it and starts fixing itself. It's a DNA healing frequency.
Well, that's brilliant. So anybody watching the video or listening to this, it's going to help with their healing. So we'll play that now, shall we, if everybody pulls up the player. Do you want to tell them what to do, Gary, while I go to switch?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Go ahead and click the YouTube link in the chat room, and I'll put it in there again. Just go ahead and click that link and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. The heart will be your ticket. There's my ticket. And as soon as we see the hearts up there, Jen Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down and begin the file. We can all synchronize and play it together. And here come the hearts. There's yours.
There's mine. And for the people who are just listening in archives or on the radio, I have uploaded the soundtrack to the switchboard. So I'll count you down now, shall I? Are we all ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. I'm lighting my candle for spiritual unity and for world peace. And because it links us with the lighter spirit and reminds us that we are beings of light, that we take our light out into the world to help other people to light their candles if they wish. I've already lit the Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere and to create positivity, which is very important, especially now. And we're going to ask Gary to cue the four directions for himself. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to call in the four directions. Gary, that was beautiful. And now we're going to ask the angelic realm to draw close, and especially the Archangel Michael, because many people need help with cutting cords with negative people or situations this week. And cutting cords does not mean cutting all ties with that person or eliminating them from your life. It simply means asking Archangel Michael to remove only the negative aspect of the relationship or situation, as when this is done, you'll have a much clearer picture of what is truly going on and will know the appropriate steps you need to take within your personal relationships or with any situations that are causing disharmony or distress in your life. And right now, I'm going to sing a cappella, an ancient healing song. I'm going to do it 9 times because that's the magic number. And so I want you to imagine, well, it's the words that Moses used when he asked God to help him to heal his sister when she was very ill, Miriam. And it goes like this. Anna, Elna, Rapha. That needs it, or to any person you think needs it, or to Mother Earth herself. But now I would like you to give yourself permission to see yourself in a vision of wellness, and anyone that you sent healing to and Mother Earth, see yourselves in a vision of wellness. Thank you. Now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Life force consciousness of our dear sweet planet Earth and all that she truly is. And through our divine wholeness with I Am Presence Gaia and our own I Am Presence, connect within full consciousness, the living consciousness of Source, the consciousness of creation itself. Fully projecting our true wholeness and grounding with the Heart Mother of Gaia and all that she truly is, to all that we truly are, and all that Source truly is. Expanding our consciousness to the core of our soul, through all of our I Am presences, soul, projections, through all the aspects of our soul's consciousness, this universe, and our universe, and all that is. And we are consciously connected with Source from the point where our I Am presence is in true conscious wholeness with Source. We see and feel a focused beam of creation consciousness, the living love, living light, living harmonics, living creation consciousness itself, projecting down from Source through our I Am presence. Throughout the totality of our I Am presence, soul's expression, throughout infinity, flowing through the universal creation flow down to the physical earth plane, for all timelines, all realities, all lifetimes, the totality of our soul, the totality of our I Am presence expression is surrounded with its love. Vortex of creation consciousness itself. And we are welcoming all of our guides, all of our teams, from all expressions of our soul, all of our friends, from all the other planetary realms and non-planetary realms of creation, which are I Am presence. Welcome all of our friends from all these dimensional realms and between dimensions and beyond dimensions. We are also welcoming all of our loved ones that are no longer in the physical plane, but the other side of the veil. All our friends, all of our family, also welcome into our holy space with Source and Gaia. Within this holy space, we also welcome the higher selves, I Am presences of all our family, all our friends, all our co-workers that choose to come into our holy space to share in this love and light. Along with their teams, their guides, as their I Am presence. We are also welcoming the entire collective, the dark realm of love and light, the entire set of master realm of love and light, the entire office of the Christ. We are also welcoming all of our galactic family of this universe and our universe that are here of love and light intentions, welcoming them all into our holy space. Source. Welcoming all the stars, all the planets, of the Milky Way galaxy, and the Andromeda galaxy, and all that choose to come into our holy space as Source guides from our universe. And requesting directly from Source, living consciousness, creation itself. Holographic matrix, harmonic matrix, and creation matrix, rings of light and harmonics and creation. Totally completely surround the totality of each of our being for healing, for transformation, enlightenment, for whatever it is that each of our individual I Am Presences request from Source God.
Thank you, Carol. We had some beautiful music from you there. And on the back of Marcus Healing for Inner Peace's meditation, that was your lovely music as well. And that was 5 to 8 hertz, wasn't it? Which is a very healing frequency.
528 hertz, yes. The frequency of love. Yes.
Yes.
And Jen Christie, that was a beautiful song you did as well. And as Marika would say, you sing down the stars.
Oh, thank you. Right.
Yeah, it's got a really Christmassy feel too.
Oh, right. Thank you. We're going to...
got a real Christmassy feel too.
We're going to just announce your website, Cairo, if you will, please. For anybody that wants to check up on your blogs and things.
It's universalmysteries.co.
Universalmysteries.com?
.co.
Yeah.
.co.
.co? Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no UK on the end of it, you said, didn't you?
Yeah,
it's .co. Right, because I didn't realise you could have .co without UK on the end. So, that's a new one on me. And you've also written another beautiful star song, haven't you, called A Crux?
Yeah.
And so, is this another 528 hertz song, piece of music?
Yeah, I transposed the tracks that I did into 528.
Brilliant.
And I found it to be more healing and it resonates with the heart chakra. And
that's great. Okay, yeah. We'll give that a spin now then.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
We're going to play this one especially for Gary.
Hokka!
Hey. You love this one, don't you, Gary?
He does, you call.
about you on drums, Gary?
Northern Cree Singers, yes.
It was.
They won many competitions in drum for powwow.
Did they? I'm not surprised.
A great
They've
drum
got
group.
An atmosphere yeah. about them, haven't they? Absolutely brilliant. I could just see them all around the campfire, all dancing around.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. And, Julie, yes, there is a thing called Ghost Dance. I've been to them before. There are...
Oh.
I went to one right after Sundance one year. It was pretty amazing.
Well, that was brilliant. Anyway, next week
yeah.
we have Brooke with Jivanda and yourself, because I won't be
right.
here next week. But before we go, we want to thank Cairo for a wonderful discussion at the beginning of the show, and for the beautiful music that he created, and Marcus for the meditation. And thank you, Gary, for joining us, and for everyone out there for joining us. Thank you very much. And we'll see
Thank you
soon.
Jack Christie.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We're looking forward to next week where we have Brooke and Jivanda on with us. Looking
yeah.
forward to it.
Me
Thank
too.
Thank you, Mark.
I'll
Thank
be
you.
Tuning in.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And we're playing out with another song by Cairo, Alcoa.
Great. I love you
Bye,
all.
Bye, Jeff. Love you.
Gotcha. I'll see you.